they don't care how they affect other people.
They tend to sort of grab the spotlight, whether they do so openly or not.
Narcissists, because they're not capable of normal human love, they love people for what they do for them as opposed to who they are.
They feel like it's okay to be mean to people. They justify that behavior. So while the narcissist probably has some idea or notion that being mean to people or rude to people is unacceptable in our society, they somehow figure out a way to justify it to themselves and the people around them.
They lack empathy. I know this is no secret, but what narcissists don't want us to know is that even if they're able to kind of look and see exactly what is going on with someone's emotions, they truly don't care, and that's why they don't bother to take stock of the emotions of the people in their lives.
Narcissists will never admit that they've done anything or that they could possibly be part of the problem, and they will do their very best to convince you, in fact, that you are the problem.
So they're basically intentionally unaware of your emotions.
They feel like since they've been wronged on some level, they have the right and even maybe the responsibility to be mean to whoever it is that wronged them.
Narcissists don't want you to know that they are an endless well of need.
The narcissist is incapable of taking responsibility for their own behavior.
They need admiration. They need respect. They need to be placed upon a pedestal.
They tend to get really offended really easily.
They need narcissistic supply. And nothing you can ever say or do will ever be enough for them. And trust me when I tell you that it's not about you, it's all about them.
And they leave a lot of people wondering what the heck they did or said wrong, or people saying things like, but I didn't mean that, or I didn't mean it that way.
Of course, the longer they can keep you going and keep you trying to satisfy them, the better it is for them. So they're definitely playing that game.
Narcissists could probably use professional help in many cases. Narcissists love to be the leader of something. They like telling people what to do. They think it's almost like their job in the world to do that.
One of the things that they do is they feel very angry and frustrated at people who enjoy life because they, even though they seem to enjoy their lives, generally don't.
They're all about taking the credit, but they're never taking the responsibility.
They're super hot. They're super attractive, or at least they like to think they are. Not every narcissist is attractive, but most narcissists on some level have the belief that they are in some way better than or more attractive than most people, whether that's physically or otherwise. And even those who aren't attractive seem to have this almost overblown sense of self-confidence that is almost shocking to the people around them.
Narcissists are always happy to take credit for everything, whether it's your idea, their idea, or the idea of the next door neighbor, but they have no interest in taking responsibility. And that's for their own actions or your actions or the neighbor's actions.
They cheat in relationships. They're more likely than anyone else to do it. They also seem to enjoy the risk, the thrill that goes along with it of not getting caught or getting caught.
They just want credit. And if it's responsibility for their bad behavior, not interested. But if something good comes up, they're in it. They're taking it.
We're talking about people who have a lack of empathy. That's the one uniting quality among all narcissists of the toxic type. The fact that they don't have empathy for other people. And anytime they do display it, it's usually sort of contrived in an effort to get something from that person.
They'll never apologize. They'll never admit they were wrong.
They tend to be more risky when it comes to the types of behavior they will engage with.
And they certainly won't admit weaknesses.
They might try things they normally don't participate in, or they might act really promiscuous as part of their need for narcissistic supply and attention.
They see you and everyone else in their life as disposable and replaceable.
They won't get counseling because they don't believe anything's wrong. In fact, if you do ask them to get counseling, very often they will sort of turn it all around on you and deflect and say, you're the problem. You're the one who needs help, not me.
They can treat you like absolute dog poop. And no matter what happens, they'll expect you to stick around and deal with it. But the very moment that you stand up and you go the other way or you leave, they will replace you as soon as possible. Sometimes they've even got someone waiting in the wings just in case.
They like to put everybody down. Narcissists are known to need to kind of stand on the heads of other people in order to make themselves feel good enough. It helps them to think more positively of themselves if they can mentally put other people down.
There's no one in a narcissist's life who they value enough to change for. It could be their spouse or their parents or their child, wouldn't matter. There's no one that they will ever create serious personal change for.
A lot of the time, narcissists will go after someone who have a strong passion or a strong fire inside of them. A lot of the time, narcissists will go after someone who have a strong passion or a strong fire inside of them.
It's almost like a drug for them. It's a way they get narcissistic supply. They're always seeking this approval or this validation from people around them. And yet, of course, refusing to do the same thing for those same people.
Narcissists have a way of switching from the amazing, light-seeming, fun-to-be-around person that we first met to becoming incredibly critical, very dismissive of people they claim to love. And of course, this just feeds our confusion and our self-doubt.
Narcissists feel special. They're always looking for validation from people who don't know all their tricks yet. They don't see rules as being part of their lives. Narcissists think everybody else around them is stupid. They feel entitled. They might be a know-it-all, or they might just kind of have a hard time getting along with other people in general. They feel like they are the only ones who should be treated with special treatment, they and people on their level. If you listen closely, you'll notice that they tend to not get along with people because they refuse to be wrong about anything. And at first, you might see this as normal and healthy because you're only seeing it from their side of the story. But if after you hear a few stories, you recognize a pattern and you notice that they seem to have this people who think differently than me are wrong kind of mentality, well, then you'll know that you might be dealing with a narcissist.
Basically, the way they see it, as long as it makes them feel good, there's nothing that stands in the way of that.
Nobody ever appreciates them, or at least that's the story they tell you. This is especially true for grandiose narcissists, but you can also see it with covert types.
The most important thing in the world to a narcissist is how other people see them.
They always feel like everybody owes them something, or everybody should be more thankful to them for something, like the world owes them something. This is where this big sense of entitlement comes in.
They want everyone to think they're amazing.
They think they don't get the recognition they deserve, and they feel offended when other people do.
They want people to think they're wealthy if they're not.
Many narcissists or people with narcissistic personality disorder also deal with various addictions, alcoholism, drug addiction, things like that, or even other mental health and personality disorders can be present.
They can be cheating on you and somehow it's your fault.
They're a bad loser. And what I mean by that is they have a way of needing to win everything. And when they don't, watch out. In fact, if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist very long, you might have gotten to the point where you intentionally lose any game or competition with them just so that you don't have to deal with the after effects of them losing. Worst part of it all is they're also usually a bad winner. They don't do well when they lose, and they might do a little worse when they win by gloating in your face or shoving it down your throat a little too much.
They might undermine you or withdraw from you for no reason, but if you leave them, they'll replace you immediately.
The narcissist goes really fast with everything. Your relationship started fast. They might have said they love you too quickly, or if it's not a romantic relationship, maybe it's a friendship. They jumped in with both feet, and by the end of week two, they were calling you their BFF.
They see everyone as disposable.
In any case, the narcissist never moves slowly in relationships. Before you know it, you're stuck smack dab in the middle of one.
They'll be secretive, deceptive, disrespectful, outright abusive, and nothing will change the fact that they still think they're right. They still think they're on the right path. They literally believe that they're in the right, even when they're doing those things.
They are one heck of a storyteller. Narcissists tell stories in a very interesting way. Well, of course, they're almost always the hero or the star of the story.
They want status. They want to be popular.
When the story does not have a happy ending, the narcissist does not take responsibility for that ending. They absolutely always blame someone else for the unhappy ending.
Whatever they say in the moment is exactly what they see as true, even if that's a lie.
One thing that almost every narcissist will do early in your relationship is tell you stories of their past relationships. Whether we're talking about friendships or romantic relationships, listen to the stories they tell you about the former supplies or former friends or other people in their lives. Listen to the way the stories go. And what you'll notice is that in almost every story, the narcissist winds up being either the hero who saved the day or the victim who did nothing wrong and was totally innocent in the whole thing. You will probably feel really sorry for the narcissist when you hear the story. You will probably feel some kind of way about the ex or the friend that they're talking about, some kind of defensive energy you get for them. You'll feel like they've been victimized and your heart will hurt a little bit for them. And that, of course, leads you to want to put your arms around them and tell them everything's okay. They're great. They're awesome. They're amazing. And boom, we have a pity party. We have narcissistic supply in full, and that is in many ways a test they will use against you.
They'll change the story whenever it suits them.
They have very few friends, or they have a lot of friends they don't know very well. This is not always the case. There are many narcissists who have what seems to be a group of really close friends, but when you look deeper, you see that there's a lot of turmoil in that group. And a lot of the people in the group will have some sense of obligation to the narcissist. But you will see that the narcissist very often does not actually have any close friends. They might have a large group of acquaintances and fan clubs and things like that, but very few people who actually know them for who they are. And usually, if you find that they have a best friend or they're really close to their mom or their dad or brother, those people are inevitably enabling the narcissist. They are flying monkeys, whether they know it or not.
They'll switch things up, and if you don't go right along with it, you're in trouble, my friend. It is amazing how quickly a narcissist could convince someone of a completely made-up fact just because they're so sure about what they're saying while they're saying it.
Narcissists have an outrageously unearned sense of entitlement.
Narcissists are scared to death of humiliation, publicly or otherwise. You can't see them as flawed or weak or inferior in any way because they feel completely devastated by that.
Narcissists do consider themselves more special than other people. They do expect better treatment than other people.
They see most people as either a threat to their success or their happiness, or as someone they can manipulate and sort of control, or someone they can take advantage of.
They really believe that whatever it is that they want, they should get, and that you should automatically give it to them. And if you don't, you're useless. You're worthless.
It's all about winning for them, and they don't see very many people as their equals. And don't you dare try to confront a narcissist or tell them they're wrong, because they will attack you, and they will leave you feeling about that big when they're done.
Narcissists will never give you anything without expecting something in return. So even if they really do solve a problem for you, let's say you're behind on the rent and they pay your rent for you, well, then they'll have some sort of payback that's due them, whether they actually ask you to pay them back or they charge you a ridiculous amount of interest or they just expect you to do whatever they want. This is often seen with the altruistic type of narcissist, and it kind of leads them to want to naturally exploit other people without guilt or remorse. They have no empathy, they have no remorse, so it makes sense that they would do this.
They most definitely will never play fair. They feel entitled to do exactly what they want, when they want, how they want, no questions asked.
They see people as objects or extensions of themselves that are just there to kind of serve them, not really as people.
Even to the narcissists who don't appear to be image concerned, their image is everything. Maybe in some cases it's a physical image. Maybe in some cases it's a leadership image or an image of a good religious person or whatever it is, whatever their shtick is. That's more important to them than actual people or happiness or anything. Appearances matter to narcissists more than actual substance.
They will most definitely devalue you and discard you, whether they do so permanently or just for the moment, with a silent treatment.
A narcissist will do anything they can to feel like they're living up to their image, and that will not stop if it becomes detrimental to you. It will continue. Basically, if it's at your expense, you better get out of the way, according to a narcissist.
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.